Republicans and Democrats agree on what the problem is at the Department of Veterans Affairs. The agency's been trying to repair the damage from a scheduling scandal for over a year. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp reports on how Congress wants the agency to fix its problems. First, we hear from Congressman Jeff Miller. He's a Florida Republican, chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, explaining what he thinks is the VA's most pressing problem.
Accountability is the thing that's going to change the system the quickest. And we've passed an accountability bill through the House. We're trying to get, in fact, I talked to Richard Blumenthal this morning, the ranking member. He objected when Senator Rubio tried to get unanimous consent to bring it to the floor. But the fact is, the number one person in the Health Administration, or the Benefits Administration the other night said it is too difficult to fire people at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And you have to be able to hold people accountable. That's not to say everybody out there needs to be fired. It's probably not a huge number as it relates to 330,000 people, but it still has to be done.
That's Jeff Miller. He's the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And Emily, what he's saying there is consistent with what he said to me on this program and what he said at events to the veterans groups and all of that for the past year or more that we've been tracking the issues in particular, the scandals in particular, at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Right. And I think that he is certainly, he's put forth legislation that would make it easier for VA to discipline and indeed fire employees. He still thinks that that's the way forward. What I thought was more interesting from this event, though, is that Tim Walz agrees with him that there does need to be more accountability. But he said, wait a second, this might not be the question of whether or not we need a new law. It should just be directors and supervisors and people within the VA doing their jobs so that if they see that somebody is not performing well, that they discipline them using the tools that they already have. And Walz said, you know, we know this is going to be characterized as a pro-union, anti-union debate, and it's really not about that. It's not about unions or protections. It's just about making sure that people are doing their jobs, and if the people aren't doing their jobs, that they are appropriately disciplined.
Another issue that we've looked at, and you reported on it exclusively this week, is a new plan for the Department of Veterans Affairs. It seems to me, at least, what I took away from your report this week, Emily, is that they're trying to get ahead of the curve on what Congress might have them do by designing a plan that would have them get more into the specialized medicine that super serves veterans and that isn't very readily available outside of the VA system, and get more out of the business, if they can, of providing the kinds of health care that is readily available in the private sector system.
Exactly. And this goes along with the idea that VA can't be all things to all people. So from the department itself, it's saying that it needs to do what it does well, and it needs to have a more seamless relationship with these outside providers, for them to help vets in their communities when it's clear that the VA is stretched too thin. Now, I spoke with Congressman Miller after the event. He has gotten this. He's had a couple of days to think about it. He also talked about it earlier today with Secretary Bob McDonald, some other top VA people. He said he really likes the direction the VA wants to take this healthcare program in. He's just really concerned about the cost.
I saw some numbers this morning that made my eyes pop out, and I think that we need to sit down and discuss how we approach this. The idea that they've got, I think, is a very good one, and I want to help them get there, but I don't think it's something that we can just pass out at first glance. We're going to have to, and we talked about it this morning. I had breakfast with the secretary and the deputy secretary. It's a great opportunity. It is expanding choice, allowing veterans to do certain things that they can't do today, and I think that's the appropriate direction.
Again, that's Jeff Miller, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The choice program is something that we're seeing now universal agreement on as well. You alluded to the positive comments that Tim Walz made to some of the issues that Jeff Miller brought up, and we saw a report this week that Patty Murray in the Senate Democrat in the Senate, is suggesting some reforms and improvements and, in fact, expansions of the Veterans Choice Program. Is that something that we can expect to see some kind of congressional motion movement on in the near future, Emily?
Yes, the House Veterans Affairs Committee has planned a hearing for later this month where they're going to pick apart this plan. So this is going to be very much top and center in the coming weeks. I think what's important about this too, and I talked with Tim Walz, he said that he, like Miller, is very interested in the direction that the VA is going in and supports it. But he said, you know, we've really got to seize the moment because of what's happened in terms of the patient healthcare crisis over the past couple of years. The nation's attention is fixated on VA for things that it has done in the past that have been bad. But on the other hand, we are in the spotlight. We are getting attention for these issues, and we've got to take full advantage of it because we are setting up a system that has got to last throughout the decades, including these new veterans who've come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. When they are older, they are going to be needing the VA more in terms of healthcare. So he said, you know, we've really got to seize the moment, and they like what VA is doing, the direction the VA is going in. But of course, Congress has a big say in this, and the details are far from clear. I mean, a lot is going to be discussed publicly and I'm sure behind closed doors too in the coming weeks.
One of the major IT success stories that VA has told over the past half decade to decade is the VISTA electronic health record system. The Department of Defense is building its own record system right now. There's an ongoing discussion between the two agencies and all across government, including Congress, as to how that will turn out. What did we learn from either Chairman Miller or Mr. Walz about how they want to see that effort proceed, Emily?
They are really upset with DOD right now. And frankly, I think it's safe to say with the Obama administration about this. Tim Walz said, you know, DOD is spending your money, taxpayers' money, to build its own record system, and it needs to be integrating it with the VA. And where Jeff Miller was saying that this accountability question in the VA is what he sees as its most urgent problem right now, Walz says it's the lack of this joint e-health records.
It is inexcusable that we're not working together. It's inexcusable that we're not using the clout of these two huge medical systems to force this change into the private sector, because most people understood, and most people who are involved with healthcare reform understood, this electronic medical record was with the heart of real reform. It probably has as much to do about anything we could do to improve America's healthcare system. And I would say this, that I would welcome White House intervention to drop the hammer on this one and force them to do this.
That's Tim Walz, who is a member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, speaking at an event hosted by the Brookings Institution. Emily, what's the future of that beyond the hearing, though? Do we have any sense of where the committee wants to go, other than just learning more about the holdup in the communication between the DOD EHR system, whatever they decide to procure, and the Department of Veterans Affairs VISTA system?
They think that it's got to come from the White House. And while they didn't say at the time, I would expect that if they are going to put action behind these words, that they are going to be pressuring the White House to take hold of this, because you can't have one big department, the DOD, as Walz said, moving ahead with in one direction and the VA not, if the two are in fact going to be more than just on paper working together to build this e-record system. And clearly, if you think about your own medical care, the private sector has moved into this. If VA wants to, in fact, do this big change in its healthcare delivery system, where it is working more closely in connection with private providers, it's got to have one of these e-health record systems that not only work with DOD, but work with whatever providers are going to be the others that are treating veterans at the same time VA is treating them.